Now, here's a message to finance chiefs in an economic downturn. Stop saving money. Okay, it may be the obvious reaction, but you shouldn't do it. That's the view of Yanis Ayano, professor at London Business School, who was in Dubai last week to deliver his message. He says companies should try to invest their way out of economic downturns, not to save. That was his message to an audience of London Business School and INSEAD alumni in this city. I spoke with him last week to get more detail. He explained his thesis.
Now, typically, we think about periods of recession as providing companies with two options. Companies can retrench. In other words, they can try to save their way out of a recession, or companies can invest their way out of a recession. So which one should they do and across which investment? So there are, as we argued in some of the research I did, three mechanisms. Companies might choose to become more efficient, they're more innovative during times of recession. They need to become better adaptable to shifting needs, demands, and expectations that are brought about by a recession. And they need to fall back in some sort of organizational resilience. So efficiency and innovation, adaptation, and organizational resilience. Now, how are those processes achieved during times of recession? Well, it seems that it is exactly investments in innovation and stakeholder relations that help you get there. And we increasingly have evidence that investments in stakeholder relations, because they enable more information, more feedback to come in, not only lead to improved employee motivation, which becomes particularly important in times of crisis, but at the same time, they allow a firm to be more innovative.
Give me an example. Give me a real example, a case study of a company that's done this from your research and the benefit right. that they achieved.
For instance, if you look at Starbucks, the CEO of Starbucks, right in the middle of the recession in 2008, he was saying, and I'm quoting, "Now is the time to invest truly and authentically in our people, in our corporate responsibility, and in our communities. The argument and opportunity for companies to do this has never been more compelling." Or, for instance, the CEO of Intel in 2009, he very specifically said, "You cannot save your way out of recession. You have to invest your way out. We look at our CSR activities in pretty much the same way. You can't just do them in good times and then just forget about them in bad times and hope to get any results." So when it comes to my research and more quantitative data, so we looked at what companies did, and companies maintained their R&D investments and their investment in CSR, but they did cut the size of their workforce and they did cut capital expenditure. In other words, they reduced investment in tangible resources, and they did have to slim down in terms of the number of people they employed. But then, if you explore how did these companies fare after the recession in terms of, for instance, their return on assets or their net profit margin, you find that the ones that did not reduce R&D and did not reduce CSR investments, they did 50% better in terms of their return on assets in the recovery period.
How does this relate to Dubai, the UAE, and the Middle East? I know you've been looking at a couple of recent developments here. Tell me what they are and why you think the UAE companies, governments here, can benefit from this approach right now.
Yes, I've been looking at some of these developments, and it seems to me that the situation with the oil prices seems to resemble in some ways the situation of a major economic crisis. So I think the key takeaway here is that saving, retrenching, becoming more conservative in some respects in terms of investment does not seem to be the way forward, quite the reverse. And this is particularly important for industries where innovation capability and stakeholder relations are relatively more important. Those are the industries that precisely should not cut their investment in those intangible resources. Because, you know, the easy argument to make sometimes is that, oh, these are the soft issues. These are the first thing to go is the CSR programs. We need to save on liquidity. We need to save on financial resources. That does not seem to be the way through which a company will do better after the recession. So my argument would be that in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, the idea of focusing on these three underlying processes that I mentioned earlier, which is efficiency and innovation, adaptation and organizational resilience should be, in a sense, the target that any government policy should have in mind when trying to enable the business environment or the business community to overcome a crisis or a major structural adjustment, perhaps, at the level of the economy.
That's the thoughts of Professor Yanis Ayanu of London Business School. You should invest your way out of an economic downturn, such as the one we're having here in Dubai.